Welcome to the Thyroid Fixer Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Amy, and we're diving deep into the world of hormones, especially for all you fierce women in perimenopause and menopause, and everyone struggling with hypothyroidism. So if you are battling weight gain, you're feeling like shedding those pounds is an impossible feat. If you're dealing with plummeting energy levels, gut-wrenching fatigue, or a libido that seems to have left town, then you're in the right place. And let's not even start on the hair loss. If these symptoms are sounding all too familiar, you have found your tribe. My goal is to educate, empower, and shake up your world. Remember, I want you to embrace every inch of that badass woman that you truly are. So if you're ready to dive in and fix things, let's go. I have recommended Quiksilver Scientific products for years, so I can definitely attest to their quality, their effectiveness. And then there's Dr. Chris Shade. He is a genius when it comes to developing liposomal delivery systems that are unmatched. You cannot match his delivery method anywhere in the world. He is a groundbreaking scientist. So when we're looking at detox, specifically heavy metal detox, support of the liver, his detox protocols are amazing. The push couch liver detox is unparalleled. You don't need these lengthy, expensive detox programs. You just don't. Do the push catch, do the liposomal glutathione, throw in some GABA L-theanine to calm the nervous system, get great sleep. That's all you need. And here's the other kicker that I really love. He has a drink easy bundle. So we all know that alcohol is very, very toxic, but we're social creatures. Some of us like to go out and be social, have a beautiful glass of wine with a red steak, right? Well, with the Drink Easy Bundle, you can do that without having the hangover effect the next day, without crushing your liver. It gives total support with milk thistle, bitters, liposomal glutathione, once again. So you put all these together and your body is literally set up to detox from all the harsh environmental chemicals and toxins that we are bombarded with on a daily basis. So you're going to go to quicksilverscientific.com/Dr. Amy and use the code Dr. Amy. That is going to give you 15% off your order. That's going to allow you to try the glutathione, the push catch, the drink easy bundle. So you're going to go to quicksilverscientific.com/DRAMIE and use the code DRAMIE for 15% off. So this is going to be a game changer for you, and you can probably hear the excitement in my voice. The latest introduction, the latest member of the family to the Fixer line is Metabolism Fixer. And this, oh my God, I formulated this just for all my people out there that need to lose weight, that need help in the weight loss department, that can't lose weight no matter what they do, that feel like they have a slow metabolism, and that might be thinking of trying all those peptides out there, you know, the Beverly Hills Soccer Mom drug of choice for weight loss peptides. Or even if you're on them already and you're like, man, these are really expensive and I'm still not losing weight, add in Metabolism Fixer. Here's what I did. I took the power of T2, which increases your basal metabolic rate while you are sitting there watching Netflix. You're burning fat while you're watching Netflix. I combined it with a very unique patented ingredient called Suppressa. Suppressa has multiple clinical trials backing its efficacy in reducing your appetite, decreasing snacking, and providing way more control over your food intake. It is amazing. We also see improved emotional well-being, just decreased food cravings all around, reduced hunger, and weight management. Add on top of that, we have green tea extract, we have purple forest purple tea extract, both of which affect the metabolism in a very positive way without the jitters of normal fat burning supplements out there from the 1980s and 90s, right? The ones that made you feel like you're having a heart attack. You will not have that in any of my supplements, Thyroid Fixer or Metabolism Fixer. But Metabolism Fixer, ooh, yeah, we kicked it up a notch. It is in powder form. so you can drink it through your day. It's going to flavor your water. We got Orange Crush and Refreshing Citrus. I love them both. It is going to keep you under control all day long. So you throw a couple scoops in your water bottle in the morning, throw a scoop or two in your water bottle throughout the day. You will have fat burning and appetite control the entire day for what? An eighth of a price of the peptides? Oh my God, you can't go wrong. So grab some Metabolism Fixer today. Please let me know how you do on it. I am super excited for you. Super excited. Okay, this week and next week is Cool Shit Week. So this is where I went out and found you some really cool stuff to learn about, to listen to add to your biohacking repertoire. And I know it gets confusing out there in the world of stuff, all the biohacking stuff. There's so much. What do you get? What's worth it? What actually does what it's supposed to do? So this week I wanted to feature and focus on some of that cool stuff that actually is, you know, worth a head tilt and worth a listen to. So enjoy this week of Cool Shit. I am so excited to bring this interview to my audience because it's a game changer. It is a game changer. So I want to tell all of you just a little bit before I introduce my guest. I want to tell you about my experience with the Carol Bike, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, many of you have heard me over the years say, stop being a cardio queen and get rid of the Peloton. And that still holds true, but we're going to throw a little twist in here. There is this new discovery of mine called the Carol Bike. And I have a smile on my face. I don't even know if you guys can hear it in my voice, right? This piece of equipment is so cool. And it really dials in exactly what I want to do with my body composition and my health. And it is going to be a game changer for you all and what I know you want to do with your body composition and your health. Because, I mean, who walks around saying, gee, I really wish I had no muscle and lost all my muscle and I was just kind of skinny fat? No one says that. We all say, I want to lose body fat, but I want to retain that precious muscle that I'm working so hard to keep, because that gives me shape and it gives me a metabolism and it protects my bones. So we never want to lose muscle. And that's what extended cardio does, in addition to increasing your cortisol and all of that. All of that that I used to do back in the day, that we all used to do back in the day with endless hours and hours and hours of cardio. The Carol Bike totally changes that. I'm so pumped up that I found this piece of equipment. I'm just super excited about it. So enough of me talking. We're going to dive into the science so you know what I'm talking about. And my guest, of course, can speak much more deeply and much more intelligently than I am about the science of the Carol Bike. So Ulrich Demphle.
That's all excellent. No problem.
Ulrich, thank you so much for jumping on, for being a part of this show. I want my listeners to learn more. I'm just so excited. So thank you for being here and let's dive in. Let's just dive in, right?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
So just give that broad overview of the Carol Bike, what it is, how it came to be, and then we're going to get into the stats, like increasing your fitness by 12% in 8 weeks, reducing your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, which is mind-blowing. So I'm going to hand it over to you. Let's give the audience a big overview.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So the Carol Bike is, even though it looks like, you know, a Peloton or any other bike, it is the smartest, most effective exercise bike. It's been scientifically proven to give you double the health and fitness benefits in 90% less time compared to regular cardio. And the simple and AI personalized workouts are suitable for any age and fitness levels. Workouts can be done in as little as 5 minutes, and you only need to work hard for 2 20-second sprints. So it's short, it's effective, and it's easy to fit into your life. And what's really different about the bike is that it uses REHIT, that's reduced exertion, high intensity interval training, which is HIT taken to the next level. And the AI learns to push you to your limit. It applies the optimal resistance instantly so that every second of the sprints count. And with those, with Carol Bike and Rehit, 220 seconds maximum intensity sprints are enough to create the most potent cardiorespiratory training stimulus.
It is. It's crazy. So my experience when I got on there, you know, I'm thinking, oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me. There's no way that just doing 220-second sprints, but it's so interesting when you get on this bike and the AI is walking you through. It's actually telling you on the screen, you know, you want to just take it easy. You know, let's go back to our ancestors where you know, mastodons and tigers were chasing you and all that. And it's taking you through a breathing exercise and you're really getting into your breath and getting that oxygen in. And then when those 20-second sprints happen, that you think, oh, I got this. It's only 20 seconds. That AI kicks in and provides the resistance. Literally, it is personalized to you because my husband did it too. And obviously his resistance was much more than I had. And he got to higher levels. You know, he was hitting 600, 700, 800. I'm hitting 400, 500 and I'm excited. But it's so interesting that resistance comes back at you. And at the end of those 220-second sprints, it's like you've given your soul in a good way. In a good way. So I use it both as a warm-up, but also at the end of a normal weight training workout. And it just, oh my gosh, it's just taking you to a whole nother level. So let's get into the actual stats because like I said, I try to deter people from doing excessive cardio, like I said, in the beginning and burning away your muscle, but this is totally different. It can actually help you build muscle.
That's right. That's right. So it has a host of benefits. The two maybe most important benefits is one, that it improves your cardiorespiratory fitness. So that's measured as your VO2 max. That's your ability to burn oxygen. And you can see an increase that has been shown in several lab studies. And we see it in the data of our actual real users of 12.3% in 8 weeks. Now, that's very substantial. That's very significant. So VO2 max is maybe, many people say, the most important health marker. It's the strongest correlate to life expectancy, and it's very fundamental. So if you have in such a fundamental health marker an increase of 12% in only 8 weeks, that's very noticeable. So that you don't have to guess. You will clearly feel it. So that's number one. Number two is the improvements to your metabolic health. And so one score that summarizes that very nicely is the METS Z score. That's a clinical risk score of your risk of developing metabolic diseases like type 2 diabetes or so. And it's been shown with only 5 to 8 minutes, three times a week, the study participants reduced their risk by 62.2% in only 8 weeks. Now, that's the same level as you would expect from taking prescription drugs like metformin, but without the side effects. So again, it's very substantial. So those are like our headline benefits. And then there's a range of other things. So you've leg strength very clearly. So the resistance that you exert is relevant for increasing leg strength. It has a whole range of other benefits if it comes to sleep, to brain and mental health, anxiety, depression. So there's a whole range of supplemental and further benefits, which in a way just reflects how important exercise is. But the headline benefits that I think are most important to most people is the cardiorespiratory fitness and the longevity benefit, and the metabolic health benefits. So you're fitter and you're healthier.
Yes, absolutely. And so when we're looking at actually living longer, kind of going back to that VO2 max, there's that correlation between improvement of your VO2 max and actually lifespan, as well as rate of aging too. We can slow that down. You know, that's kind of all the talk these days with different tests that we can do to look at our telomeres and the rate that we age, the Nellon reports, all that. So as you improve your VO2 max, I mean, we know exercise in general is great for anti-aging. We know that. Just like you said, it you know, even if you go lift heavy, you're still going to reduce your risk
absolutely.
Of type 2 diabetes, yeah. but you're probably not going to get a 62% reduction in risk. So whenever you're doing any kind of movement, any kind of exercise, it's fantastic for aging. But specifically when we're looking at the VO2 max, can you expand on that, on how it actually...
Yeah, sure. So it's been shown that a 10% improvement in VO2 max adds, on average, 2 years of healthy life expectancy. So 2 year health span. So that's quite substantial. The other way to maybe imagine it or to visualize it is that from the age of 30, we all, on average, lose about 10% of VO2 max per decade. So 10% per decade. So that means in only 8 weeks, you can improve it by 12%. And then if you continue even further, so in only 8 weeks, you can dial back your fitness levels by over a decade. And that means you feel fitter and younger by that much. So that's, yeah, very noticeable, not subtle at all. It's very substantial. Now, the bike will give you all sorts of metrics to quantify and measure and track your progress. So that's almost like a gamified experience in a way that you can always try to beat your scores. But in a way, it wouldn't really need to, because you will feel it. It's not, yeah, as I said, it's not subtle. You will feel the difference.
Absolutely. Now, what can you say? Because it is a short workout. And it's hard for, I would say, my cardio addicted people to wrap their minds around the fact that they can get the same benefits that they would in a 45 minute treadmill run as they can in such a short amount of time. 2 20-second sprints gives them that same result. So can you kind of, what would you say to those people to get their minds to really shift on that?
So, I mean, the first thing is feeling is believing. Once you do the workout, I think it's immediately clear that it's effective. The other thing is, I think it's really important to emphasize, you don't get fit during your workout. And that's true for all workouts. You get fit and you get fitter and healthier in the recovery periods between the workouts. So the workout only has to provide a stimulus, and then all the adaptations and your body getting fitter and stronger, that happens in the recovery. So the fitter and stronger part takes longer, of course, but the stimulus is very short and very effective. Now, how does this stimulus work? Essentially, what we're doing is we're simulating with those 2 20-second sprints, a emergency situation, like a fight or flight situation. We increase your energy demand by about a factor of 100 from rest when those sprints begin. So you work at for a very, very short time only. But for that short time, you work at a really high intensity level. Now, that forces your muscles to burn muscular glycogen as their source of fuel. Muscular glycogen is a storage form of sugar that's located locally in the muscles. And it's basically your body's emergency energy reserve. It can't tap fast enough into energy sources from your bloodstream, what it would usually like to do. It has to mobilize locally stored energy. And what is really the hack, or the clever bit, is that with that steep increase in energy demand, your muscles prepare for a sustained, period of fighting, or running away or so, and they mobilize loads and loads of glycogen. So it's been shown that about 25 to 30% of the glycogen stored in your muscles get mobilized just by this switching off. And then the sprints are so short, they're so short that we actually use only very little of it. But that doesn't matter anymore, because the mobilization of the glycogen creates already the stimulus, because bound to the glycogen are certain very important signaling molecules. For example, AMPK that gets released with the glycogen, and that triggers further the release of PGC1 alpha, which is the master regulator for mitochondrial biogenesis. So that triggers your body, that signals very, very clearly and very strongly to your body that it has to get fitter and stronger. And it does that by developing more and larger mitochondria, increasing your ability to burn oxygen. And that is just triggered by the rapid onset of the intensity and not actually how long you sprint or how many sprints you do. Two 20-second sprints have been shown to be enough to trigger that and saturate that signaling response mechanism. And in fact, so this is the slightly crazy thing about this. And this is not something we found. So we're working with the leading researchers from the universities that focus in that type of research. Mm-hmm. It appears to be that more or longer sprints don't actually lead to greater benefits, but to less benefits. Now that is perplexing, because usually with exercise, that's just how exercise works, is you do more of it or you work harder and you get better results. But with REHIT, so reduced exertion, high intensity training, that doesn't seem to be true. It seems to be that two 20-second sprints is just like a sweet spot. And so the scientific community thinks that this is the two 20-second sprints are just short enough to go to maximum intensity, so to do an all-out sprint. And if you had to do more, if you knew that there's like 3, 4, 5, and the sprints are longer, they're 30, 40, 50 seconds, mm-hmm. that you pace yourself. You're no longer able to push really to your limits, yeah. to basically create that stimulus. And therefore, the benefits also drop off. And 20 seconds, I mean, it sounds incredibly short, but yes, going 20 seconds in a high intensity, maximum intensity sprints, or the last 5 seconds feel quite long.
Yes.
So, but in a way, because certainly for me, I've done many hundreds of those, thousands actually by now. It's the psychology works quite nicely. The pain, if you want to call it that way, kicks basically only in when you're practically done.
Yeah.
And so that makes it quite easy to push, and then it's like, and then you're also done. So that's a good thing about it.
And I mean, you are done is a great word, because I am draped over my bike going, oh my God, I don't know if I could do this again after that first sprint. But there's a long enough mm-hmm. recovery time in between yeah. that you do recover to kick in. And then it, like you said earlier, it's gamified. So you can see where your peak was, you know, that peak effort. And then you can see how it drops down as you get to the end of that 20 mm-hmm. seconds. So it becomes a game on the second one, like, I'm going to do better this time. I'm going to get above that mark. And you end up competing with yourself, but it's so short. I mean, it's so amazing and it's so short. So I love that that's worked in. And I know mm-hmm. people are thinking, oh, well, I can just jump on my Peloton and do that. But I will tell you, there is something, and this goes back to the point that you just made. It's very easy for us as humans to back off when it gets hard. And that resistance that the Carol Bike gives you with AI technology keeps you pushing through. So there's no little dial like on a spin bike that you can, I'm just going to hit that resistance down a little bit. I'm going to make it a little bit easier for me, or I'm just going to stop at 15 seconds instead of 20. I mean, you could lighten up on the Carol, but mentally you're trying to get to that end. The screen is red. You have a countdown going, the tiger's after you. I mean, it motivates you to get to the end of that 20 seconds.
Yeah. And yes, so the sprints are hard and the resistance is challenging, but it's challenging for you personally. So that's what our AI does.
I'm always looking for the best products to partner up with to support the podcast and to give you guys really cool stuff that you can do and implement. So I recently partnered with Jasper, the world's best air purifier. And when I was thinking about what should I read for this ad, Mike, who's the founder of Jasper, emailed asking how my Jasper experience was going. So this is the exact email I sent to him. Hi, Mike. When I first plugged in my Jasper, it instantly flagged the air quality in my house was poor, showing red on its indicator. It was a bit of a shock, honestly, but within 3 hours, it worked its magic, improving the air quality to a healthy green status by removing particles from the air. What really blew me away was how it automatically amps up whenever I start cooking. I had no clue that just preparing meals could introduce so many particles into the air. And it's been enlightening and comforting to see Jasper kick into high gear to clean up as I cook. But here's the most fascinating part. After moving into our new house, my hair began turning orange, and I assumed it was the water. However, a visit from the water filtration experts unveiled that it was actually due to an airborne bacteria attracted to water and soap. Here's the kicker. Since moving Jasper closer to my bathroom and bedroom, my hair has stopped changing colors. I've ditched the harsh shampoos that I was using that just did nothing good for my hair, broke my hair. And Jasper's all I need now. It's not just an air cleaner. It's been a personal savior in ways I never expected. Just had to share this with you. Jasper has truly made a difference in my life. All the best, Dr. Amy. Mike replied to my email saying, that's the ad. Don't change a thing. And Jasper is giving an amazing, amazing discount to my listeners. So if you use the code Dr. Amy, D-R-A-M-I-E, you're going to save $100 off of any Jasper. You're going to go to jasper.co. Now you can go to jasper.co/Dr. Amy, but you want to use the code Dr. Amy at checkout so you can save some money. Do it. Let me know your experience. Email me with your experience.
So we have by now the by far largest ReHit database, larger than any of the academic researchers, just because we have so many more users. Mm-hmm. And so we know what is exactly the right and can calculate what's the exactly right resistance for you at this moment. Mm-hmm. And then we can keep adjusting it as you get fitter and stronger, or also dial it back if you had an injury or you were traveling and couldn't work out and so on. So therefore, it's a workout that my 15-year-old sons can do, that I can do, and that my 81-year-old mother can do. Mm-hmm. And she does it every other day. And so that's because it's challenging, but it's at a very personalized level challenging. It's just made to challenge you for a brief moment. And then the other thing we really have to, and this is how this concept, how the science was born out, and also why we decided to develop a special bike for it. Everybody knows that exercise is really essential with amazing benefits. But if you look at how many Americans actually get enough exercise, get the recommended doses of exercise, mm-hmm. it's less than 5%. And then if you survey people why they don't exercise, the number one reason, the number one perceived reason that people state, and this has been repeated over and over again, is lack of time.
Time. Yep.
Now, yep. People argue, oh, no, they're just lazy. Lack of time is just an excuse. But there's intense competition for time. There's multi-billion dollar companies that are extremely good at gobbling up all our time. People sleep less because they don't have, because there's so much distraction out there. We've thought, okay, if people tell us lack of time is their barrier, we actually believe them, and we build equipment that basically meets that demand to give a very effective workout in minimum time. Mm-hmm. And what we see from our users and what we see at ourselves is that it's a very powerful tool to build a really sticky routine, a healthy habit that you can stick to. And that's the other thing that's incredibly important about exercise. And I think that people need to understand exercise is a little bit like diet. You can see great benefits in a short period of time, but then if you don't stick to it, the detraining effect is as fast as the training effect. So you have to really find something that you can stick to, that fits into your life, that you can do come sunshine, come rain, under all circumstances. So you need to find something that you can make a healthy habit that you can stick to. And we think, and we see that again in our user data, that Carol Bike is very powerful because it is so easy to fit in. So I use the bike for the ReHit rides. at least three times a week. That's the prescribed amount. I do it first thing in the morning and I don't have to think about it. I don't have to negotiate with me about it. Yes, the kind of the short 20-second sprints are intense, but I'm totally used to them. So it's not a shock to my system anymore. I know what to expect. And it's like second nature. It's like brushing my teeth or shaving in the morning. That's just something you do. And it takes so little time, I don't have to plan for it.
Well, and you touched on the two points that I had written down to talk about with you. Number one, it's great for all ages. I mean, there's no other piece of exercise equipment out there that you could say that you could put your 80-year-old mother on and that she would get a benefit and be safe and not hurt her joints and not, you know, fly off of a treadmill and break her hip or something like that. You know, she's going to get the cardiovascular and the muscle protection. And as we age, that's very important for keeping us metabolically active, but also protecting our bones and protecting us from breaking a hip. And then the fact that it takes no time at all. So I was speaking with a colleague of mine, and like I said in the beginning, I was so skeptical. I'm like, how can this bike be so cool? It's just another piece of cardio equipment. No, it's not. And I was speaking with a colleague of mine that had a Carol, and she said, here's what it does for me. She's like, I'm horrible at working out. I have to motivate myself. I skip, I make an excuse, whether it's time, I got a meeting, whatever. She said, I have no excuse with this. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't have 5 minutes a day? And it's not like you even leave sweaty. I could be done up interviewing you, go out and do a 5 minute ride, come back in and jump on another meeting. And I'm fine. I don't need to shower and redo my makeup and hair. And yet I still get the benefit.
That's right. And we don't even promote that so much because otherwise we feel like it's getting too incredible, but it is true.
Yeah.
The majority of users don't even sweat. And that is quite easily explained. So you sweat when your body gets hot, when your body temperature increases, and your body temperature increases if you burn a lot of energy. Now, the sprints are so short that you don't burn enough energy for your body temperature to substantially increase. And therefore, you don't end up being sweat drenched. Now, I've spoken with lots of people about that. Some have a natural tendency to sweat loads and then they might sweat a little bit, but the majority of people actually don't sweat. And certainly, like, you won't need to get a blow dry done just because you've done that workout. So it is something that fits very neatly into everyday life. And in fact, we have like some offices, some law firms, some creative agencies, some investment funds have our bikes in their offices. So where people use it in their lunch break even, or in their coffee break as like an energizer. So yes, it's entirely possible to use it that way.
Now, she was using it kind of as a springboard. She said, you know, I figure if I get on the bike and I do 5 minutes worth, I'm already I'm going to go over and do some deadlifts or throw around some weights afterwards. So it's almost like a motivator to now do more in her workout session, but you don't have to. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, maybe if you really don't have time that day, you do have 5 minutes. You don't have time for a full 30-minute, 60-minute workout. You do have 5 minutes. So I love how it can be incorporated in any fashion. I mean, it can be part of an hour-long workout that you have planned and you have time for, or not, or you do it, you know, on a whim, on your lunch break, whenever, and it's still giving you that benefit and building up the benefit. And it was actually because you have a great onboarding team, and it was whoever I met with to onboard me onto the bike that he mentioned, technically, I mean, you're not like going to sweat profusely. So if you didn't get to it in the morning, just head out on a quick break and do it. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And especially as an energizer during the day, it does. It kind of gets you reawakened and you're just remotivated for the rest of the day. So I can totally see it working in an office setting.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to make that also clear, so not all workouts, the bike, so very clearly, the reason why people get a Carol bike is usually because of Rehit and because they want these really short and super effective workouts. On the other hand, the bike is very versatile. Like you can do many other things with it too. It has 21 scientifically proven and validated workouts on there. So that's kind of to be on our app, there needs to be scientific evidence. So it has a range of other workouts. Some of them are longer. So you can do zone-based training, all of that. Zone 2 training if you want to. And you can also use it with a range of third-party apps. So if you want it with the normal streaming apps like Disney Plus, YouTube, whatever it is, you can use it with cycling apps like Swift or Ruvi for people who have road bikes and do their winter training indoor. Or you can even have the Peloton app on it if that's what you like. So it's a very versatile bike. And say if you have different members, many members in your household, several members in your household, not everybody is just in for short, sharp workouts. But so there's something for everyone if you want. But the main reason, kind of our key value proposition, is really these short, sharp re-hit workouts.
Right. No, you keep beating me to all my questions. I love it. So that was going to be my next question. I mainly do the re-hits, but I did one. And if you could tell me, just from my own personal knowledge too, and for the audience, what the benefit is of there's like a 38 second one, there's 68 second. I've done those. And I think those kick my butt a little bit more than the 220 second workout. But what's the purpose of that? And should we be mixing it up like that?
So it depends a little bit how much time you have. So if you have little time, or if you want to only invest a little bit of time, then you should really focus on the re-hit rides 2 to 3 times a week. And then one takes 5 to 8 minutes, depending on how much in a rush you are, always just with the 220 second sprints. If you want it lighter, you can also pick the Energizer ride with slightly shorter sprints to make it easier. But that lays a very, very strong foundation for your cardiorespiratory fitness and metabolic health in minimum time. So as little as 15 minutes per week.
Yeah.
Now, not all of our customers are time poor executives, busy executives, and so on. No, we have people who love exercising, who spend lots of time on the bike, and they just want that very strong additional training stimulus. So if you have more time, then it depends a little bit what your goals are. We have the fat burn series, which is that's what you've just described, with a longer workout with slightly lower intensity sprints that are also a bit shorter, but lots of them, like 30 to 60. Now that will make you, when I do those, I absolutely drip in sweat. You burn a phenomenal amount of calories. And there have been some studies that have shown that it's quite effective to reduce body fat. So that is, so if weight management is a key objective, that's a great thing to mix in if you have time.
Yeah.
Another thing, so zone-based training or zone 2 training has gained a lot of traction and popularity in recent years to improve mitochondrial efficiency. So working out at a lower intensity and working on the efficiency of your mitochondria. Now, the recommendation, if you have the time, would be to do 2 to 3. So you should always do the re-hit, because that lays just such a strong foundation.
Yeah.
But then to add in maybe 2, maybe even 3 zone 2 rides, that should be, so that's at a pace where you could still hold a conversation. So it's much lower intensity.
I was going to ask you, can you explain what zone 2 is? So lower intensity, where you're kind of keeping
exactly.
a pace.
So your heart rate and your power output would be at a much lower pace. And the best guide is actually at a level of intensity where you could still hold a conversation, but to do that for 60 to 90 minutes. Now, that's also not easy. That's a lot of, if you do that for 90 minutes, that's, even if you can hold a conversation, that's work, yeah? But in terms of longevity, mitochondrial efficiency, that's a great way to add to it. And then I would also say, so it's great that you said you're lifting weights. I love lifting weights. I spend probably more time lifting weights than cardio, because I get my cardio done so quickly.
Right, right.
we would always recommend, so cardio is one pillar, then resistance training, a form of resistance or strength training, maybe then with a bit more upper body focus because you've got the legs already covered, to increase muscle mass and strength. And then the third pillar is around mobility, maybe some stretching, yoga, something like that is also a really important aspect of physical fitness that I think everybody should engage in.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it has to be the mix in order to get the best result in your body, because we know overdoing cardio, like I said in the beginning, is just going to burn your muscle. Mm. Overdoing lifting can result in a decrease in aerobic capacity, and you're not going to get the heart protection, the heart benefit, and the VO2 max benefit that you're going to get if you combine both. It really, I mean, it always has to be a balance. Yeah, I believe that physical fitness and body composition, you have to find that balance in order to have that well-rounded, be that well-rounded pillar of fitness, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is there any science, and there might not be, this is just me off the cuff asking you, what about bone density? Because essentially, just like we said, your 80-year-old mom isn't going to go pound the pavement. But is she getting some kind of bone density benefit because she is really using her muscles and that resistance?
So I don't know. And I've not seen any research to support that. I haven't looked for research to support that. But I can tell you that, no, my mom absolutely couldn't pound the pavement because she has some mobility issues and finds even walking difficult and painful after a while. So even just going for a walk is unfortunately, sadly, challenging for her. On the other hand, using a bike and a stationary bike is a very safe and low impact form of exercise that she can do, every other day. And she then always texts me afterwards her scores and that she attributes to maintaining, you know, despite some mobility issues, maintaining a decent level of cardiorespiratory fitness. So hence, a bike is probably one of the most low impact and safest forms of exercise, and therefore very accessible and something that you can do if you have challenges doing other types of exercise.
Yes. No, I agree. It's simply amazing. It really is an amazing piece of equipment. That's why I was so excited to have you on today, because I feel like we need to get the word out. I feel like all of my listeners, all my audience, all my patients really needs to look into getting a Carol bike, because it covers so many different aspects of fitness, and from the time excuse to the age excuse or whatever excuses people are coming up with. It really can be incorporated anywhere, whether it's the beginning, the end of your workout, or it is your workout for the day when you're time crunched. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm so happy that I tried it. Like I said, I was skeptical at first. I was like, all right, let me give this a try. And yeah, I mean, it's simply amazing. It's simply amazing. So thank you for working on it and actually putting your brain and effort into creating something like this, because it's so needed in this world, especially as metabolic diseases are increasing. Absolutely. So you guys, you are offering my listeners a discount for the Carol bike. They can go to carolbike.com and you can use the code thyroid, and that is going to get you, I forget what the discount is, but it's a nice, generous one. So they can call and talk to your team on that, and they can definitely put that code in. You'll see the discount come off. But I thank you for that, because that helps people, you know, make that investment and make that jump into trying something new, because they're saving some money.
Yeah, exactly. And so one thing, maybe if anybody listening now is considering trying the bike, so yes, go to carolbike.com. That's our web store.
Yep.
We do offer like personal consultations with our fitness advisors. So those would be people with an MSc in exercise physiology. You can arrange a phone call with them to discuss, is it right for you? So that's the first thing. And that's a good thing. So there's lots of information on our website, but a personal conversation to discuss your circumstances, how would you use it, whether it's right for you is, I think, also helpful for many people. And then the third thing to maybe just say, so if you do decide to get a Carol bike, so you get free delivery, that's great. And we offer a really, I think, industry-leading risk-free trial. So if you purchase a Carol bike, you can use it, try it for 100 days. And 100 days is really enough to see whether you like it,
yes,
whether you're able to stick to it and build a habit and a routine with it. And it's enough to see the benefits. So you have 100 days time to, in essence, make up your mind. If it's not for you, you give us a call and we also pick it up again and you get a full refund because we're so confident in our product, mm-hmm, and confident that, yes, you will like it, you will be able to use it, and you will see the benefits. We offer that because we don't do showrooms.
Yeah.
And so we realize we have to give people there this reassurance that they will actually get something that's good for them and that it's also a good investment.
Oh, that is amazing. There's no other company that I've ever heard do something like that where it literally is risk-free. You know, I mean, you hear like risk-free trial, you know, and you think to yourself, well, I'm not going to pay to send it back. But the fact that you'll come pick it up, if they don't like it, you'll come pick it up. And I would argue that they're not going to send it back. You're going to love it and you're going to be able to see and feel the difference. But I think that that alone is amazing. That's amazing. And it, like you said, you can go on your website, you can read the science, you can read the studies, you can read all the articles. I mean, you have a host of information on your website itself, and then they can call in and talk to someone and they can see if it's right for them or not, a specialist. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for offering all of that. And we will put all the links and the code into the show notes so y'all can jump on there and dive into this amazing piece of equipment. But I'm super excited about it. It's definitely changed my routine up. And yes, I can see and feel the difference 100%. And it helps me tremendously on my busy days. So thank you for taking the time today of diving into the science and all the benefits that someone can experience with the Carol bike. And thank you especially for creating it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping us to spread the word. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure because, like I said, this is very much needed.